buy a house for £6,000 MDs.
And that was one game, one tournament.
One tournament.
£11,000.
£11,000.
And you went on to win a lot more money?
Yes, I won £48,000. I won £20,000, £30,000. Them days was a lot of money.
Right.
Because I was only 17 at the time. My father said, if you don't get in the quarterfinals, you don't come back home. And he meant it. And he meant it. And I said, okay. And I was, when I went up there, I was shaking from my knees. I just couldn't throw. And then I said, why can't I throw? I throw in the house. I hit 180s. I hit all the scores or whatever.
I just said,
calm down now.
I've heard it said that darts is very thirsty work, Paul.
It is.
Can you explain what that means?
I'd have to have 11 points before I went on. Right? 11 points. I turned into an alcoholic through darts. I bought two pubs. I had a wife. I bought 21 years old with my wife. She went off with a Muslim. And the Muslim had free rights by her, and she loved every minute of it. But I just kept on drinking 30, 40 pints a day. I just go out and it wouldn't affect me because my body was immune to it. You know when you have a drug and you get immune to it? If anybody knows about drugs, then yeah. And my body just got immune to it. And I just couldn't get drunk anymore. And I was going out day after day after day, 30 pints a day, just go clubbing, just come home at 3 o'clock, get up, wash, go out again. That's my life was continued to. And I had thousands of pounds, but money don't make you happy. It don't. They don't make you happy. The only person who makes you happy is Jesus. I was looking for, at the end of the glass, I was looking for my problem to go away. But every time I was drinking, my problem was still there. Because when you finish the glass and you go home and sleep, the next day, your problem's still there. With Jesus' glass, the problem's gone. You know, his glass is never empty. The water's always there. Like when he went to the well with the woman at the well, he said, drink my water, you will never go thirsty. And that's true. Isn't it? Go on, sorry.
But you didn't have far to go because you'd spent all your winnings.
Yes, I spent all my winnings.
Buying a pub, becoming the landlord.
I bought two pubs.
Two pubs?
Two pubs.
So you had an abundant supply of drink.
Yeah, and when I was buying a pub, I used to buy a barrel for myself. And it was 182 pints in that barrel, and I'd finish it by a week. And I was a really, really, really alcoholic. All I did is drink.
But eventually?
And then?
Health-wise?
Yeah.
What happened?
I had a disease in my kidney. And I said to myself, well, and I still come out of hospital and still went drinking. But then I had cancer from the backside. I never had it once, I had it twice. And I was in my bed one day, and I was dying. I had 48 hours to live, and I seen Jesus. And Jesus said to me, Paul, why didn't you just follow me? And I was dying. My body was up there. And he said, Paul, listen, I can help you. I said, how can you help me? I can read. I can write. How can I be a Christian? How can I follow you? How can I tell people about Jesus? He said, you got all what I got. Now use it. Use it. Please, use it. I said, okay. 5 days later, I got out of bed. I was, mind you, I was dying. 48 hours to live. The doctors gave me 48 hours. They said, he's not going to live. They got all my family in. Said, that's it. He's not going to live. So I went. 5 days later, I got out of bed. Doctor said, how are you out of bed? He said, how are you walking around? I said, Jesus. He laughed. The specialist laughed at me. Took me in the office. They took me down for a scan, check and see if I got cancer. Gone. Cancer gone. Do you know what? I fell down on my knees and said, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I want is Jesus. So I went home and I stayed in my bedroom for a week to get off the drink. I sweated it out. All my blankets were sweating. I was putting them in the wash, then put them back on, put them in the wash, put them back on because of the sweat of the beer. It's like drugs when you sweat yourself out. And I said, Jesus, what am I going to do next? Came to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said to me, Paul, I'm going to learn you how to read. I said, how are you going to learn me how to read? So I go to church now the next day. Lady came to me, knocked me on the shoulder. said, Paul, I want to talk to you about you. What have I done? She said, Jesus last night at 3 o'clock in the morning told me to lose the reason. How did she know? Because no one knew. No one knew what Jesus said to me. And that's how God works. He works in mysterious ways. Do you know, I never had a house. I never had a penny when I came out. Sorry, Ed. I never, he wants to speak, sorry. But I had nothing. I was on the street. I was in Newport. I had the Salvation Army to help me. They would not help me. And I thought, well, you know, no one helped me. I went back home, and Jesus saved me in the hospital. I've still got a bag now. That's my bag, my cancer bag. I've got to have it for life, so. But I'm still alive, and I can still do things with Jesus. And that's all I want, is to love Jesus. He died on the cross for us. You've got to realize that he died on the cross for us. And the only thing is, when he died on the cross for us, he shed all our sins to the cross. And that's where you've got to go to, is the cross. And bow down to the cross every day and say, Jesus, I'll carry my cross every day for you. And go up and tell people about Jesus. When you walk out to your door, you're a missionary in this country. You don't have to go abroad to be a missionary. You're already a missionary when you walk out of that door. You know what I mean? I went to get baptized, and the Holy Spirit said to me, Paul, you've got to read the Bible today. How am I going to do that? I went out the car park. I cried my eyes out. I said, I can't do it. I've got to go home. Jesus said, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. You're staying here. And the church was packed with all my family and everybody. And my sister didn't speak to me for 4 years. When I became a Christian, she said to me, I said, God, put her on the phone. 10 minutes later, she was on the phone to me. And she said, Paul, I heard you become a Christian. She said, after the year, you don't drink, then I'll come and see you. She can't believe how my life changed. And that's what God does to you. He changes you. He puts a light inside you, and he changes you. And I don't know how he changes you, but he does. Because the love of God is the best thing. I don't drink no more. I used to gamble and all. I was £5,000 in debt. He paid that for me. He bought me a house, gave me £133,000 to buy a house. I had it in my hand, £133,000 to buy a house. That's what God does to you. He brings things to you. He loves the way you are. He wants you in his heart. He wants to come in my heart and change my heart and change my life. You know, I was a swearer. I was fighting down the football. I was going to Kara City. I was one of the main boys down there. I used to fight every week. Come on, let's go and have a fight. Let's do what we can. But Jesus changed me. That day in my bed, all I said, there's a Jesus, and you can stop the cancer. Save me then. And look at me now, talking about Jesus. I would never do this now. You know, it's the best thing in my life, is Jesus. Please, listen to me now. You've got to listen to my message. Jesus is the only way. And honestly, he's the only way. And he's changed my life for the goodness of Jesus. Jesus, I couldn't even read the Bible. I stand to read the Bible now, and I stand to do things. And I couldn't even read to when I went to church. God done it all for me. Jesus done it all for me. You can't get to the Father unless you go through Jesus. You've got to think of that. You've got to ask Jesus into your life first before you get to the Father. And Jesus will answer your prayer. If he can answer me, he can save me. He can save anybody in this building. And that's what I always say. Thank you very much for listening.
Now,
yeah, sorry.
A bit later in the service, Paul's going to tell us what he's doing with all the time. Now he's not playing darts. Now he's not running the pub. So we'll come to that a bit later in the service. But first, I want to pray for this dear brother. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Paul and his amazing story of how you came to him when everyone around him thought he was about to die.
Yes.
Filled with compassion, you had mercy on him. You healed him. You restored him, not just physically, but you made him a new creation in more ways than one. And now, here we have an example of what it is to be alive in Christ. Heavenly Father, what a faithful God you are. Faithful to your promises that when we call out to you, You not only hear us, but you come to us. And as we thank you for what you've done in the life of our dear brother, we want to thank you too for the works you've done in our lives. Yes, O Lord God, you are indeed greatly to be praised. Help us, we pray, to offer up our lives in spirit and in truth. Inspire us to lift your name on high. Help us always to trust in your unfailing love and to give you all the glory for what you've done for us in and through your Son and our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.